Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You know, there might have been a time here in America we might have actually took a little time to count how much we had. But the government's done stealing it all now. Now we know we got nothing here worth living for. We might as well just stick with the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Count of the cost, and I'll just take up my cross. That's right. Amen. Forget here. A lot of people think the journey's half the travel. Well, in Christianity, it really isn't. I'm interested in the destination. The journey's the hard part, Brother Kent. The journey's the part that Paul said, I'd rather be dead right now because that would be gain, because I'd be with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're not here to have a picnic. We're here to fight.
Amen.
But we're here to win.
Amen.
And we have. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles tonight, as you're turning to Jonah chapter 2, I haven't really meant to preach out of Jonah like this, but the Lord's kind of led me that way, so that's all right. There, Jonah, Micah, and Nahum. That's how I remember that. Right there over Obadiah. Jonah chapter 2. Sorry about the calendar if anybody pays attention to those things out there. I just realized I haven't put up August. It's only the 12th. I mean, by the time I get around to it, I might as well just put up September, I guess, huh? Remember, Brother Sampson's going to be here next month, the 23rd, I believe, Wednesday night. Brother Stewart. I posted there Labor Day, Brother. Y'all should probably know, I guess, but Brother Jeff, BCF was Brother Chad's church. Bible believers there, Brother Craig's and Brother Ray Erickson. They're all having services at BCF, and Brother Ray's preaching. I believe Brother Gideon from South Africa, maybe. Yeah. Is that right? I think I remembered him. I've heard him before. But they're going to have services, and I've got it posted there. I think it starts Thursday. Do you know, brother?
Right.
It starts Friday. They got a Friday, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. But we're going to be having a Saturday night service with Brother Stewart. I already planned it. Already got it ready to go now. So it's kind of hard to change things at this point. Brother Stewart has a hard time kind of with work anyway. So that's all right. I like as support as we can. You know, if we can make it Friday, let's do that. Maybe even Sunday night, just depending on how the Lord leads. I think that's wonderful. Also noticed the same thing that Tom Robinson noticed there in the family altar. I was almost going to say something about it today, that, you know, we read it in our house, and I've just noticed it. I was like, man, Lord, this is good stuff. You know, these quotes going right along what you've been leading me to. So praise the Lord. I was very happy. Don't mean to take up a little time here, but I was very happy when that finally got that email says your loan's forgiven. And
yes.
I had $13.94, but I was able to scrounge up some change and pay that off so I could just see it paid in full. And I say that, it's a blessing of the Lord, but I'll tell you, it's nothing compared to the spiritual. Do you understand, brother, sister? And I began to realize that a lot of people, and I've preached on it here, have kind of lost the vision of what is really a blessing here on this earth. Yes, I thank the Lord for that, but I thank Him so much more that I'm free from sin.
Amen.
I thank Him so much more that I can look at my old self and I can defeat that man through Christ. And when I see I'm just going to say it. You know, I posted on there about what happened with Sister Violet here a few weeks ago, which to me was one of the most tremendous things I've ever happened in my life. Maybe just for me. And you get so many likes, you know, and not to say that there should have been more or whatever, but when I posted about having my loans forgiven, I had a ton of likes from people I didn't even know within an hour or so.
Yeah.
It just shows you, we're just too wrapped up down here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Everybody can relate to that and say, well, praise God, you got your bills paid, but sister got delivered, sister got encouraged, and well, maybe, you know, whatever, just... No, sir, man, that's eternal weight and glory. That's worth way more than gold that perisheth. It won't perish. It can't perish. It's the word of God.
It is.
Hallelujah. And we're watching it here in the last days. The same word is still here manifesting itself in life. The same God we'll spend eternity with. Hallelujah. That's what I want to hear about. I can't wait till I actually get on Facebook and have a good time. And you know, and I appreciate scriptures and things too. Don't get me wrong. Don't be a legalist. But I like to hear once in a while, God did this in our church.
Amen.
God did this in our lives, and you can't hardly find that no more. Amen. We're living in a glare of you can do it with the prophet. If you don't have that God here, you're living in a glare.
Amen.
And you're dead. You're still in your sins. You have to believe that He is.
Yes.
Today, the same God He was that stood in that prophet.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. Not a new God now. It has to be the same one. Don't give me some new message. This is it. But that God needs to be reality.
Amen.
Praise His name.
Exactly.
Amen. Well, there, I got that off my chest. Hallelujah. Jonah chapter 2. We'll just read this chapter here. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and He heard me. Isn't that amazing? He's still in the fish's belly, Brother Kent, but he said, God has heard me.
Amen.
Out of the belly of hell cried I, and Thou heardest my voice. Thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea. All the floods compassed me about. All Thy billows and Thy waves passed me over. Then I said, I am cast out of Thy sight, yet I will look again toward Thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth was with her bars, was about me forever. Yet hast Thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto Thee, into Thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto Thee with the voice of thanksgiving.
Oh, there it
is. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. I've been reading through the epistles here and things, and I had a thought that kind of goes with Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians here. So just bear with me tonight in my folly, as Paul said. But grace empowers faith's conception. Grace empowers faith's conception. Amen. Do you hear me tonight? Let's bow our heads together. You have a need you'd like to lift up to the Lord Jesus. Do you believe He's here tonight? Say amen. Amen. Do you believe He came to talk to you, brother, sister? Let's go believing now as we pray. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are to be amongst those that are called the beloved, amongst those that are born again of the Spirit of God, those that have received a redemptive property of the gospel, Lord. How we so appreciate what You've done for us, Lord Jesus. The world thinks they know You. They try to talk to You, but there's nothing there. But Lord, You've been such a help to us. You've been such a personal friend. You stick closer than a brother, Lord. Well, we can talk to You and You talk back, and we can bring needs to You, and You're always right there. And You're actually there before we even said anything about it. We're so grateful to have such a wonderful God. And Lord, You ordained us to be here tonight. We believe that with all our heart. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will have the preeminence, that You'll push all of us aside, all our carnality, and let us hear from heaven tonight. May it feed the souls of the sons and daughters of God. May You heal every sickness, destroy every work of the enemy, Lord. And may we have the victory that Christ paid for in our lives. Grant it tonight, we pray. Lord, to You say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Let us ever be ready for Your coming. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. Grace empowers faith's conception. A lot of people, you know, we've been preaching a lot about faith, and I can't hardly get away from it. There ain't no prophet in the Bible, at least in the New Testament. You look at the Old Testament, faith's not really spoken of too much. Go ahead and look up the word faith one time in your Bible, and you'll see that, I forget, it's maybe one or twice in the Old Testament. All the rest are in the New Testament, because faith has to work by love. And under the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, you were always under a bondage of fear. You always had to deal with your guilt. You always had to deal with your frustrations of who you are and what you do wrong day to day and all these things. And too many Christians have pulled that right on into the New Testament. When Christ died, that might be taken away from us. Why? Because when we think to have faith, I've learned this so much more as the years have gone on. You can't have faith until you believe in grace. You can't have pure faith. Perfect faith until you have a revelation of what grace is. That God's grace overshadows everything we've ever done. That God had this favor towards His children because they were His children. Not because what they would do. Not because of how good they are or what they would become. But because they were His. Hallelujah, brother, sister. And every child of God has to get that revelation. That's what the message came. It didn't come to call a bride as we think as a mass. It came to call every son of God, son or daughter of God. God was trying to open the seals to show you you're mine. You're not somebody else's. You're not the devil's. He never owned you. You were mine. I know what name you have down here, but before that, I gave you a name. Hallelujah. When you go to Genesis, it says after the fall that Adam turned and called his wife Eve. And then you turn to Genesis 5 and it says, in the day that God created man, he created a male and female and called their name Adam. So before Adam in his fallen state gave a name to the church, before that, God had already named him something. God had named the female the same name as the male. And it was a perfect reflection of what God would do in himself. He had a name. We know that. Praise God for the message. That we know what God's name is. You don't know what kind of power there is in that. People look and they think he's Jehovah. You'll go Jehovah's Witness doctrine, you'll get no results. That's right, brother, sister. Or you'll think he's a Trinity and you'll go Trinitarian and say, oh, Heavenly Father, we pray this in your name, but never say it's Jesus. How does that make any sense, brother, sister? Well, they'll say, I watched a Trinitarian do it. I say, well, what's the name of God? What's the name of the Father? I don't know. And then they'll say, Heavenly Father, such and such and such, in your name we pray. What name? You just told me you didn't know his name. Now you're praying his name. Next time you'll pray in Jesus' name, but you think they're different. But God would not let his children not know who he was. He wanted you to know who he was. God did not. Who doesn't, brother, sister? Think about that for a minute. Who doesn't want to express themselves to others? Who honestly just says, nope, I'll just, unless you're ashamed of who you are. God help us. But that's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God to salvation. I know what I was in the world, but I'm not ashamed of what God has done in my life. Hallelujah. Jonah was down here in the whale's belly. And he kept saying, I look towards that holy temple. You'll hear out of that holy temple. And the prophet told us exactly where that came from. We know it's right there in the scripture that Solomon had prayed a prayer. And let's go there. Let's go there and find it real quick. It's 2 Chronicles. Hallelujah. Hope you came to have church because I'm going to have it anyways. If I have to have it by myself, well, praise God, I'm not by myself. The Father's still with me. That's right. Jesus could go to the cross saying that. I'd go to church saying that, brother, sister. Hallelujah. I don't care if everyone else is shaking in their boots. I'll be the David stands up and said, what is this uncircumcised Philistine before the armies of the living God? You don't want to kill him? Fine, I'll do it. Right. Call me proud like Eliab did. So you're just naughty at heart. No, is there not a cause, Brother Kent? Isn't there a cause, Brother Roy, that we're so sick and tired of watching the devil have his way? Yes. Tell me, why did God send a message? Was it to let the devil have his way? And we still fall in the same temptations we always did and still make the same mistakes? No, brother, sister. No, we were given a commission to overcome. To him that overcometh will inherit this and this and this and this. To him that overcomes. That's right.
Amen.
He'll say, well, I know I got to overcome. The Bible says, by my faith I'll overcome. And people go and try to have faith and try to do these things. And I'm going to believe. And they can't seem to do it. Why? Because they need to back the train up and find the grace of God first. Find that before anything. As Jonah was sitting here in the whale's belly. Looking around, I mean, he had weeds on his head. He was dark. He said forever, because I'm sure if you were in a whale's belly, a 72 hours is a long time.
Amen.
There's no night and day. There's no calendars. You're just waiting it out minute by minute, second by second, 72 hours. Oh, my, brother, sister. But something began to move on him. What was it? He remembered. I remember what the word was when Solomon dedicated the temple.
Amen.
Now, let's read that now. 2 Chronicles 6. And I'm going to try to paraphrase some of this because all of it's the prayer of Solomon, but go down to 17. Now then, O Lord God of Israel, let thy word be verified which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. I got to stop right there. Have you ever watched how God will send a man? He sends a man in there to pave the way and to proclaim the word of the age, but yet it's always the next man that actually establishes what the word was. Have you ever noticed that, brother, sister? Come on now, he sent a Moses. Thus saith the Lord, get Israel out of here, take him to the promised land. But yet when it came time, he needed a Joshua to actually get it done.
Amen.
Here was King David, a man after God's own heart. It came into David's heart, build a house. And yet he said, God came to him and said, you don't do it, your son will do it.
Right.
Hallelujah. And the Father, before the foundation of the world, had a plan that His children be redeemed.
Amen.
But He said, I will become the Son. It'll take redemption to get it done. Hallelujah. You cannot. Oh, the Bible's perfect, brother, sister. It's so perfect. Elijah came. Hallelujah. A prophet of God. But it took an Elisha to say, I need a double portion. And God sent a prophet. Hallelujah. And there's a bride who's saying, I have a double portion. I won't settle for no less. Where is the God of Elijah? He's living in my soul. Well, verse 18. But will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant and to a supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee, that thine eyes may be open unto this house day and night upon the place whereas thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there. Do you notice he's going back to God's word? He's not saying we've done anything, we've earned it, and that's how many too many people are getting. Well, we did this, I did this, I let my hair grow, I wear skirts, and God didn't bless me. I did that, I sacrificed, and I did this, and I prayed for this, and God never heard me. And they get discouraged and they walked away. That's not what Solomon did. And Solomon put a whole lot more effort in building this building than many people do coming to church. Yeah. Hallelujah. He sacrificed all kinds. They had so much stuff that they didn't even, the only thing they counted was the gold and silver. He said silver wasn't even worth nothing that day.
Right.
And he said there was brass you couldn't even measure. It was everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And they took that and they built a temple unto the Lord. And he said, Lord, this isn't even worthy of you. But you said, Lord, that your name would dwell here.
Right.
That you would put your name there. And that's what we're resting in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thou wouldest put thy name there to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplication of thy servant and to thy people Israel, which they shall make towards this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven. And when thou hearest, forgive. Before he even said we're going to have faith, he said, when you hear us, Lord, forgive us. Because we're sinners, we do wrong, we make mistakes, we need clean, we're not worthy. God, forgive us. So when you hear us, we know we don't have our sins on us no more, because we'll never have the faith we need to ask in the first place. When you hear, Lord, forgive. Hallelujah. You watch where perfect faith comes out in the Bible, where Brother Ram tied it into. I believe it's Mark chapter 11. And it talks about... you know, he goes about having faith to move mountains and things like that. And right after that, it says, when you stand praying, forgive.
Amen.
It goes hand in hand. You can't activate faith without the grace of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, let me keep reading. I'll try to bring this home, I guess. If a man sin against his neighbor and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou from heaven and do and judge thy servants by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness. That's why Jesus said, don't swear by anything. Amen, because you're going to fail it. That's right.
Amen.
And if thy people Israel be put to the worse before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name and pray and make supplication before thee in this house, then hear thou from heaven and forgive the sins of thy people Israel.
Amen.
It never goes away. I'm just going to keep reading, brother, sister. And bring them again unto the land which thou givest to them and to their fathers. When the heaven is shut up because there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray towards this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou from heaven and forgive their sin. Forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon the land which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. Hallelujah. Skip to 34. If the people go to war against their enemies by the way that thou shalt send them, and they pray unto thee towards this city which thou hast chosen and the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from heaven their prayer and their supplication and maintain their cause. And if they sin against thee, for there is no man which sinneth not.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Solomon wasn't negligent to put that in there. That's right. Every man needs this grace. And thou be angry with them and deliver them from before their enemies, and they carry them away captives into a land far off or near. Yet if they bethink themselves in the land where they were carried captive and turn and pray to thee in the land of their captivity. I'm sure Jonah never thought that my land of captivity would be a whale down in the bottom of the ocean. But he still believed the word.
Amen.
That's right. We have sinned. we have done amiss and have dwelt wickedly. If they return to thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, wherever they have carried them captives, and prayed towards their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, and towards the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the name which I have built for thy name, the house I have built for thy name, then hear thou from heaven, from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Hallelujah. Every time Solomon was trying to pronounce a blessing, he would say, before we can say anything about blessing, Lord, forgive our sins. Lord, forgive our sins. It was the mercy of God. It took David. You think, how could David have faith? It was the same man that said, blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute iniquity. Because if that wasn't there, brother, sister, he could have never had the faith to take on Goliath. Physically speaking, he had no chance, brother, sister. And physically speaking, you and I have no chance. Emotionally speaking, we have no chance. Organizationally speaking, we have no chance. But by the promise of God, by His word, there will be a bride without spot or wrinkle. God said, unless the days be shortened, there'll be no flesh saved, but they will be. Hallelujah. Except I send Elijah the prophet, I'll curse the whole world. But he didn't, brother, sister. We need to quit. Oh, he's going to do this. No, he didn't. He didn't do that. He fulfilled the word. He brought Elijah. He opened the seals. The mystery of God is open. What is it? Justification. Amen. Come on now. You see, you're being all denominational. Get out of that. No, justification. You never did it in the first place. Yeah. And when you get a group of people, that's what happened to Jonah. He began to see, no, God said we'd get forgiven. God said, look, here's why. Some of you think mercy makes grace. No. Oh, you think because you get forgiven that now God has favor for you. No, grace made a way for God to bring mercy. It was because He had already chosen you. And He knew you would fall and go into sin. He had to provide something to get you out, so He provided mercy.
Amen.
And He brought a prophet of God to say, His mercies are new every morning.
Every day. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I did this, I did that. Well, it's new today, brother, sister. Think about that. When you forgive somebody, hallelujah, think about it. When they do you wrong and you forgive them, you're feeling great, they're feeling great, everything's fine. But if they keep doing it, you feel like, well, I got to keep forgiving them. Eventually, you get cold-hearted about it. Because we're humans, and we feel that way. God don't work that way because His mercy doesn't get old.
Right.
It's new every morning. Hallelujah. So it's just like the first time every time. Do you see, brother, sister? And we think Jesus is just blowing hot air when He said, when you forgive, you need to forgive. You know, Peter had a pretty good doctrine. Sorry, Deb. Seven times. Oh, man, I haven't seen hardly anybody get that far. Let's just be honest, brother, sister. Somebody do us wrong, my goodness, we're letting everybody in the countryside know about it. Come on, except that person. Except doing what the Scripture says and go talk to your brother and make things right. Hallelujah. And you know what? If he did it again, you forgive him. Did it again, forgive him. Did it again, forgive him. Not just seven. Jesus said, well, that's all right. No, that's not good enough. Sorry, Peter. Here to tell you what the real doctrine is. 70 times seven. Today. You know what they asked him? Lord, increase our faith. Because faith and forgiveness go hand in hand, brother, sister, because we all fall short of the glory of God. Preachers included. That's Nicolaitanism, brother, sister, when you don't think pastors make mistakes. Because what he'll do is when he does, and I ain't just talking about me, don't get that idea, but any man of God, when he makes a mistake, too many people are carnally minded, and they throw the man out with or the baby out with the bathwater. Isn't that right? Forgive him. Hallelujah. You know, as we read in Galatians, you never know, this might come on you. Better be careful. Well, I'll never do what that brother did. You better say the Lord willing. Because you'll do it, brother, sister. But Jonah was down there in that whale's belly. He remembered this prayer. He remembered that God had picked Israel. He remembered what God said. It wasn't because you were great. Was it because you were mighty? Was it because you were any different than anybody else, Brother Roy? But because I chose you. I put my love on you. Hallelujah. And we used to think, why would God love me? Now we know. We're a part of Him.
Amen.
He loves Himself.
Hallelujah.
That's right, brother, sister. Why did Adam love Eve? That was it. First off, there ain't nobody else. Hallelujah. And God don't work in temporal times, brother. He only loves eternal.
Amen.
And there's only one bride that was there.
Yes.
And there's only one bride that's here. And she's heard a voice.
Yes.
In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. And it's quickened her to the revelation. Hallelujah. Amen. Why the seals were open. Why water baptism was restored. Glory to God. Why we know the serpent seed was to see God's grace.
Amen.
That He picked us. He picked us and He put us here because He wanted it to be that way.
Amen.
Don't question God. Just trust Him.
Amen.
See, that's the problem. When you begin to question, you actually start reasoning, and reasoning and faith never will go together. Hallelujah. Well, come, let us reason together. No, brother, sister, you're reasoning with the Word is not reasoning.
No.
Hallelujah. It says, let's come and make sure we're on the Scriptures. Hallelujah. That's what. Who am I trying to think of? That's what David should have done when he brought the Ark of the Covenant.
Yep.
He should have considered, he should have reasoned the back the Scriptures. Not reasoning like he did when he went and talked to the captain. Say, what do you brothers think?
Yeah.
Seem pretty logical? Yeah, it seems pretty good. Went and go find, you know, brother he thinks a whole lot of and say, what do you think the Lord's will is for down here in my church?
Right.
Sorry, brother, sister, that's a Nicolaitan system. Brother Branham said very plainly, the highest office in any assembly or in any church, the highest office is the elder of that church. They're not to be elders over each other. That's right. No, not at all. Because if that happens, you have Nicolaitan. You form an organization and you die.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not saying you shouldn't listen to other sermons or anything like that, but you got to find, where did God put me?
Amen.
That's right. What am I supposed to be doing for the kingdom?
Amen.
For the kingdom, not for a church, for the kingdom.
Amen.
How am I to establish the kingdom of God in people's heart?
Right.
Come on, brother, well, sister.
Amen.
Jonah's down there. He remembered this prayer, and it began to move. Why? He saw the grace of God that God had given to Israel. He knew that it was from the promise to Abraham before Abraham ever was circumcised, before there was any work involved. God already told Abraham, you will be a father of nations, and the whole world will be blessed because of this. And Jonah began to tie this. I'm a son of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
I'm an Israelite. Hallelujah, I done made a mistake. I done did all this wrong. I should have done this, not knowing the whole time he had to do that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why did I make the mistake? Because this brother's coming around 10 years later. You better be ready to testify.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But too much, we just wallow in the pity. Say, well, I guess I'm down here. I'm reaping what I sow and I'm dying. You would if you don't identify with the Scriptures. But Jonah backed it up and says, even though I'm here, even though it looks like I should die, there's some reason I'm still alive, oh brother, sister. There's some reason you're still in the message. There's some reason you're still following the truth when everybody else is backing out and falling away. You got to start putting faith in that.
Amen.
That what? I think there must be something different about me. There must be something in me that they don't see, because you can only be a hypocrite so long, brother, sister.
Amen.
Eventually you are what you are. And we're watching all kinds of people and message churches. They're becoming what they always were.
Right.
And it's a sad, sad thing. But we know it's the truth. Jonah's a son of Abraham. He knew he couldn't stay down there. He knew that he had to, the word couldn't fall void.
Right.
He said, go preach to Nineveh. He said, Lord, I don't know how to do it, but I do remember the Scriptures if I'll turn towards your temple. I don't know which way it is, Lord, but I'm trusting you. And he just turned somewhere, I'm sure. And it was the Holy Spirit moving him the whole time. Saying, how could he do that for Jonah? He did it for Abraham. Abraham packed up everything. He put it all in the RV and in the U-Haul, had it all ready to go. And his neighbors came up and said, hey, Abraham, looks like you're moving. Yes, sir. Where are you going? I don't know. It's exactly what happened. Why are you doing it? God talked to me. Who? Well, I don't really know his name. You got to remember, he didn't even have Jehovah. He had nothing. Like, because you can find it's Exodus 6 where God comes to Moses and said, look, Abraham, your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob only knew me as the Almighty God, but I'm revealing Jehovah to you, Moses.
Right.
See, they didn't know, they didn't even know the redemptive name of God for that age, right? Because Jehovah means God and His family. Amen. That was the Old Testament name for God that brought redemption. But God revealed His true name in this age. Hallelujah. Which is Jesus Christ. Praise His name. So all he had was Almighty God. He's looking around. I'm sure he had plenty of thoughts of looking pretty stupid. But he knew something. Grace. He had been selected. He'd been chosen. He couldn't explain why, but he knew he had been chosen. And that grace began to empower faith to come alive, to bring conception, to give birth to faith. And he began to sojourn where he didn't even know where he was going.
Right.
But somebody on the inside did.
Amen.
The faith man knew exactly where he's going. Abraham was being led by Abraham's seed. Christ, which was in him. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, this is completely scriptural, brother and sister. Just listen now, you all know this. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Grace saved us, but it works through faith. So grace provided, it needed a way to get through. The only way you can receive the grace of God is to believe it. Amen. But once you believe the grace of God, how much more? If God can save your soul, why can't He heal your body? If God could save your soul, why can't He pay your bills? Why can't He deliver you of this, that, or the other thing? The hardest part to save of a man, the thing that's worth more than 10,000 worlds, is his soul. Amen. And Christ was able to do that. I'm sure He could handle a little bit of Ohio dust.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, we've got to get back to the real revelation of grace. We got to stop making it one of two things. Either making it disgrace, or because I got the grace of, or so-called grace of God, I just do whatever I want, let my flesh run havoc. I got grace. Brother, sister, you ain't got nothing. Because how in the world could you have the grace of God, the love of God shed abroad in your heart and not try to walk according to God's word?
Amen.
That's absolute nonsense. It's hypocrisy. It's devil doctrines. That's right. Hallelujah. But it's also not by works, brother. There's no works before grace. There was nothing there. There was grace first. Grace even produced the work of the cross. Do you see that? Grace came before everything, Brother Kent. God said, before Jacob or Esau was ever born, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated.
Amen.
If we would have judged it, brother, sister, come on now, according to our legalism, we said, oh my, Esau's the man we need in this church. He should be the deacon. This Jacob, whew, man. He's just a renegade. He's always shouting and screaming and doing all these things and getting out of order and making us all feel bad.
Uh-huh.
But I did see what he did wrong last week, so we can throw him out. Come on, that's what they did. Now they're stealing that birthright. Look at that boy, sinner.
Uh-huh.
That's what Esau said. But the whole time, Esau in his heart never believed it.
Right.
That's why he said, well, fine, have my birthright, whatever.
Amen.
He didn't have any faith. Sin is not adultery.
Nope.
Sin is not lying. Sin is not stealing. Sin is none of these things. Sin is unbelief.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Branham, I just got done reading The Key to the Door, 1962. And Brother Branham talks about a man he calls Papa here. I forget what name he said there, but I pulled it up because I thought it was very interesting what he did here. Let me just read it to you and listen close. This old man was a nice old man, and I liked him. So I went to him and I said, Papa, why don't you become a Christian? He loves me. He said, Brother Branham, I would become a Christian when I can get good enough.
Sure.
I said, tell you what to do, Papa. You look around till you find where you can get good enough. Then tell me where that place is. I want to go too.
Yes.
I said, Christ never come to save good men. He come to save bad men. When you think you're good, then He didn't come to save you. He come to save them that He knows are bad. See? Christ died to save sinners. See? And I said, Papa, there's a line right here. He said, well, I smoke these cigarettes. I said, I ain't going to even talk about them. He said, I've tried to give them up, Brother Branham. I said, all right, we ain't even going to talk about cigarettes. He said, well, when I can, I said, don't say no more about them. Let them go. I want to ask you a question. He said, all right, what is it? I said, do you believe there is a God? Said, certainly I believe it. He said, I believe that as strong as you do, I would guess, Brother Branham. I said, do you believe that that same God crossed His stream and was made flesh and dwelt among us in the person of Jesus Christ in order to save man? He said, yes, I believe that. And He died to save sinners like you are and like I. See, yes, I believe that. Now I'm skipping down. He starts talking about another story. But now I said, I want to say something. Every man in this prison house, who's holy? Who is the one that wasn't born by sex? Who is the one can help the other, no matter what he is? We're all in the same prison. But God made Himself one of His creations and come beyond sex through the holy blood that He created Himself. Through the blood He redeemed us. I said, you believe that, Papa? He said, I believe that. I said, Christ died for bad men like you. Now, there's only one way to do it. There's nothing you can do. He offers it to you. You can't merit it. Nothing you can do to get it. He just gives it to you. Will you accept what he did for you to keep you from hell? He said, I'll do that. He said, but if I could just get rid of these cigarettes. I said, the cigarettes will take care of themselves. I ain't asking you. I'm not a legalist. I believe in grace. Come on. And all the Father has given me will come to me. I said, if you believe that with all your heart, he said, with all my heart, I believe it. Then will you accept it on those basis that you're not worthy of it, but he's the one that's worthy. Don't look at yourself. Look at him. Because you can't do nothing for yourself. Look at the one that did something for you. What about him? Oh, he said he's worthy. I said, that's it. Then accept what he gives you. He said, I do. And I baptize him in the name of Jesus Christ. And him go out of there and light up a cigarette. Ooh, brother, sister. My goodness. We just said, nope, wasted our time. Nope, did it all wrong. We have some sinner come in here and we expect them to put on the dresses and wear long hair and kick out the TV and then get baptized and get right with God. Come on. Some of you tried to do that and guess what? Didn't work, did it? It don't work that way. You get your heart right with God. You get down to business. You got to come to Christ dirty like you are. You have to come as you are. Because if you come up anything else, guess what you are, brother, sister? A hypocrite. You have to come as you are. A dirty, rank, disgusting, filthy. Even my righteousness is filthy rags. I come to a holy God and I've recognized I need perfection. So there ain't no point in me playing a hypocrite. Lord, I need help. And I'm glad one day I found that revelation. I found the revelation I was a sinner. I found the revelation that I had nothing good to offer God. I could do nothing. But I knew in the Word, he said he'd save me. He said, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I said, Lord, I know who you are.
Amen.
You're Jesus Christ.
Right.
You're the one that went to the cross and died for me. And I accepted. What was he dealing with, brother, sister? The faith of this man. He wasn't looking at his works. He wasn't looking at what he was. He was looking for his faith. What did he keep asking him? Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that? Do you believe this? Do you believe you're a sinner? Yes. Do you believe you can't help yourself? Yes. Do you believe that Christ can? Yes. Do you believe that you're worthy? No. Do you believe that he's worthy? Yes. Then will you accept that he has given this gift to you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he went. He got baptized. Hallelujah. Brother Abraham picks it up again. He talks about another story. I'm going to try to skip ahead a little bit, save some time. And so the next morning, they brought his cigarettes to him because he had got hurt. That's right. He was hurt and he went to the hospital. And he said the next morning, they brought the cigarettes to him. When he was in the bed, the desire had done left him weeks ago. He never tasted one. Don't want nothing or don't even want one or nothing else, see? And I seen him a while ago when his hands was just brown all over a few weeks ago with cigarettes. And now he can't even stand to be around one. Or them want to be around him. Put first things first.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't try to get good. You're bad.
Right.
You're bad to begin with. And nothing you can do. There's a separating line in all human beings is on that side. Hallelujah. We talked about Isaiah. When God came to Isaiah, he never said, you know, Isaiah, you're so good and you're so wonderful. You're my prophet. You're great and wonderful. No, he brought seraphims. And he showed them their holiness and perfection. Remember, they had no sin. Hallelujah. And he said, twain they covered their feet, and twain they covered their face, twain they did fly. And they were crying, holy, holy, holy. And we think, oh man, what glory. No, not when you're a sinner. You're looking at these angels. And they're screaming so loud, brother, sister. The pillars are shaking. And you're the only one. You're saying, they must have come to kill me. Because I'm a sinner. And what did he do? He fell down and said, whoa, I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among people of unclean lips. And then the mercy of God came. The grace sent the angel. He went and found a live coal. He took it. He touched it on the prophet and said, your iniquity is purged.
Woo! Amen!
I love the Bible. Hallelujah. He didn't say his sin. He didn't say his transgression. He went right down for the heart of where Satan gets us. Your iniquity. What you knew you should have done. What you did and you walked right over the commandment of God. I saw that, but I forgive you. You're purged. And though it began to happen, when that grace got extended to the prophet, what did it do? It began to bring faith to life. Brother, began to give birth to faith because then the voice came back and said, who will go for us? And you know, before Isaiah would have said, these angels, I'm out of here. Come on. But now he knew, I'm justified. All my iniquity's gone. And he looked around, and I'm sure the angels disappeared. And the voice said, who'll go for us? He said, Lord, if nobody will, here am I.
Amen.
Send me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We get it all backwards, brother, sister, and you'll never find Christian victory doing the program of God backwards, trying to have faith to walk into grace. No, sir, brother, sister, you've got to recognize God's grace and then believe because of His grace. Hallelujah. How many wants to go in a rapture? How many wants, and we keep reading all these quotes, and you go say the bride's got to have rapturing faith. She's got to believe it. She's got to have faith greater than any age has ever had. And we'll say, oh, I'm trying to muster up this faith, and I'm trying to believe, and then I fail, and I'm trying to believe, and I'm doing all this. And you're, what are you doing? You're putting works before grace, which is before faith, before everything. You got works all the way over here. Works go at the end, brother, sister. Grace produces faith, which produces works.
Amen.
That's so important. You can't mix that up. You've got to, I'm not talking to myself, brother, sister. You've got to see yourselves for what God said you are.
Amen.
Justified, holy, pure, forgiven.
Amen.
Now you only can do that if you've got the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Don't try to do that when you're living in sin. We had sons of Sceva trying that scheme. And their own confession, he knew they were wrong. He said, we adjourn thee by Jesus whom Paul preaches.
Right.
He should have said, I adjourn you in the name of Jesus Christ as a son of God. But they proved that the devil, you can't trick him, brother, sister. You don't need to trick him. You need to beat him.
Amen.
The devil's the one that needs to play games. We've tried to play too many games with the devil. Oh, I'll pray, but then I'm going to, you know, he will never see me take these pills in unbelief. Let me just do that. You can take pills in faith. Say that now. But too many people say, well, Lord, you can't really heal me, so I'll just do this. And I'll say I prayed and, you know, whatever. Ooh. It's your attitude, brother, sister. Now, if God tells you, I've told you, I'm just going to share it again. I haven't been too long. Wow, I'm actually making good time tonight. Praise the Lord. Usually I look down and I'm like, oh man, I barely got through anything. And but my wife had like a fever starting to come on her two different times. At one time, I remember it was all day long. We were getting ready to go to my brother Stevens to hang out. And I'm like, man, she's going to be miserable and she don't even want to go. And just something came over me. Faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke this fever. And sure enough, a few minutes went by and it was gone. Another time it came, I was in the middle of the night. And we were both laying there and she woke me up. She's like, Andrew, I'm feeling all, you know how fever is. It's kind of hard to explain. But anyway, she's feeling that way. And all of a sudden I said, hey, get up, eat a banana, and take 2 headache relief. I didn't even know what I was talking about. And so I thought about it for a minute. I was like, why did I tell her to do that? She went and did what I said. Praise God. That's another hard thing for most people because they start reasoning. What in the world's headache medicine going to do? It's a fever. I don't know. Why eat a banana? I don't know. But she obeyed it. Why did figs bring Hezekiah back to life?
I don't know,
but it worked. And sure enough, she got over her fever. Praise God. So that's why we can't be legalist. Well, bless God. And then we'll say, well, I'm a Gentile. I've got to have Gentile faith. We can still lay hands on, brother, sister. We can still anoint with oil. I'm sure that was written to the Christian church. Hallelujah. Well, we're looking more than anything in this age. What are we looking for? We said, Lord, I need not just the faith of days gone by. I want rapture and faith. But I want you to look up. I'm going to read you a few quotes here. But do you understand that rapture and faith and rapture and grace go hand in hand? If you have one, you'll have the other. Hallelujah. If you really can believe that God had the grace that he needed to have on you, you'll be able to walk like Enoch one day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let me read you a few quotes and I'll try to wrap this up. Absolute. Now, this is right a few months before the seals were open. And he said, now I believe she is ready to strike that final climax yonder. He's talking about the bride. To bring forth a faith that will rapture the church into glory. And she is laying in the messages. So I'm just going to lay that right there. A lot of people say rapture and faith on the tapes. And then somebody will go try to look that up and say, Brother Branham never said that. You're right. He didn't verbatim say rapture and faith lays in the tapes. You won't find that. But this is what they're trying to find. And just in case you're looking for it, laying in the messages is what you want to type in. There you go. It's on record. If anybody else asks, remember this service and go to click into it. You know, 47 minutes or something. Anyways. To bring forth a faith that will rapture the church into glory, and she is laying in the messages. We're really at the end time. We've talked about it and everything, but the thing has moved upon us now. Why? Because he had already, I believe at this time he had preached, sirs, is this the end? Come on. That was the vision. Remember, a vision is just as real as it happening. That was already the seals coming to the church, but then it came to fruition down here, but God had already declared it. It had to happen. The vision can't fail. Hallelujah. Now you can fail that vision, but there's going to be a bride who's predestined not to fall.
Amen.
And I'm part of that, brother, sister. Why? Because I've received the grace of God, brother Kent. I'm not trying to do this. It's been done. It's done. And that grace is what has brought faith into my life to believe. And more than ever, I said, if God can save my soul and make me born again in the Spirit of God and completely change my entire makeup, what is this cancer before him? Hallelujah. What is this debt before him? Thank the Lord Jesus. Countdown, 1964. The spiritual astronaut got in Christ and is listening to the countdown of the word. Amen. Now you Lutherans ought to shout, and you Baptists and Presbyterians, watch the countdown of the word. Oh my, countdown of the word. And they were headed to heaven, not to the moon. They'll pass the moon so fast they won't even see it. Oh my. Waiting for the countdown. Yes, sir. Waiting for the countdown is right. What are they doing? They're wrapped. They are wrapped in Christ, in rapturing grace. Nothing they did themselves. Christ took the uneducated, the foolish things of the world, wrapped his astronauts in it, and empowered them with the Holy Ghost to take off. This world is going to be left alone. That's right. Taking off, brother, sister. Well, I'm waiting for this great power, Brother Brent, or Brother Andrew. I've heard these things. We're waiting for the latter rain. We're waiting for this and that. And I'm sure if you've listened to anything I've preached around here, I don't believe that nonsense. I ain't waiting on nothing besides the church to believe what God has already given us.
Amen.
Brother, sister, and there's many quotes, and I've talked about being born again in the Holy Ghost, and people get all straining at gnats and stuff. And I understand. I've been there myself. I'll tell you what, I have a real hard time saying the words, and I'm going to do it now. Brother Brandon was wrong. That's really hard for me. But he was a man. I understand that. He did make mistakes. He did learn things. I understand that. But I just have a hard time saying that a lot of times. But if he was corrected by the Lord, then I accept that. For me to believe the prophet would be for me to not believe what he said before about the seals, but what he preached after it was revealed. That's right. A lot of people try to jam those things together and they get all messed up. Before the seals, I believe, you know, you watch the quotes too, it's just beautiful. The new birth was like coming this way, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost was coming this way, and it kept looking like two different things. But when the seals broke, you began to see, no, it was the same thing.
Amen.
This produced all those dynamic powers, was the new birth. That's what it was, and that's why Brother Branham said in the church age book, you'll never find one time any apostle said, be born again and then receive the Holy Ghost. He said, it's not there. But the Pentecostal movement believed that. They believe you get born again by your confession with Christ. God honors your faith and you're a new creature. And you're a nice person now. And then later, he'll give you a dynamic power. And now you'll be a real Christian. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We find out when I was born again, that came. It's not coming later. Now, there is maturity. I understand that. At least I didn't. I didn't start just speaking in tongues and prophesying and do all these things right off the bat. Because you had to grow some. Now, Jesus did it. He was the Word.
Amen.
He didn't make no mistakes. So when the Holy Ghost came on River Jordan, it had no disruptions. He went right doing the Father's bidding, turning water into wine and casting out devils and everything else.
Right.
Amen. But you and I are different.
Right.
We know that we have faults and failures. We know that God, I'm glad, at least if you've looked in the rearview mirror for some time, that God didn't do for me 5 years ago what he's doing now because I wouldn't have been able to handle then. That's truth, brother, sister. I would have had a bad attitude, such and such. I can see God's hand in my life because he is my Father.
Amen.
That's right, which means I need correction, which means I need led the right way because I am subject to him.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. So people have come to the seals. They've come up with all kinds of doctrines. They've come up with all kinds of things, and they're making it so hard that nobody seems to know where we're going with this. Why were the seals open, brother, sister? Let me ask you that. Why was it open? Was it so we had doctrine and we could show the Baptists up? We can show the Presbyterian up. We can show all these people who, you know, the Jehovah's Witness going in the book of Revelation and some of the other ones, Seventh-day Adventists, and these men that are on YouTube and everybody's going and fishing up what they got to say. I don't need to do none of that. God brought us the perfect interpretation. I'm going to listen to that, brother, sister.
Amen.
But Brother Branham, I'm going to read you this. 1963, Desperations. This is about 6 months after the seals. He says this. Now watch what's come after the seven seals. The uniting of the people. United signs. The red light flashing in the last days. the sign of women getting prettier, and man, what they would do. All these signs of the Holy Spirit leading up, then come right back here to the capping off of all those messages since the seven seals. Listen now. That's right. It's capped off in this one thing, the token. That we are all right. See, just check yourself and see if we're in the faith. We say in the message, but what we really mean scripturally speaking is in the faith. That's what the apostles call it. We call it the message just because, whatever, it's fine. But they said in the faith, earnestly contend, James said, for the faith that was once delivered, because it wasn't given twice, it was given once. It was given right the first time. And we understand that the prophet was given the same message in this day that was given to the Alpha Bride. What is it? Before the foundation of the world, God called you His Son. And you came down here predestinated not to fall. Amen. Come on now, brother, sister. Why do you think, Brother Branham, go read. I challenge anybody here. After the seals, you will not find a sermon without predestination said. Come on. Without foreordination, before the foundation of the world. It's locked in there for a reason, and it wasn't for us to say, well, I guess I was foreordained. I do whatever I want. Doesn't matter. Just kick it back. We'll eventually make it, maybe. No. It was for you to say, why am I putting up with this? Why am I putting up with these devils? Why am I saying I can't overcome? Why am I saying I can't get to church, and I can't pray, and I can't fast, and I can't cast out devils? And why am I saying that? I'm a son of God. Before he was, I am. The devil now, before the devil was, I was. And I am, and I will be, and I'll never change, because I was in the I am. I was in the Logos. And the token, when God fills us with the Holy Ghost, is a witness to you.
Amen.
You're one of them.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Exactly.
I got a scripture. I just thought about it when I read this here earlier. Let me see if I can find it real quick. How many to join service tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed is first. Yeah, let's turn there. Let's do it. I haven't been too long. We'll try to wrap it up here soon. 1 Peter. Let's put that up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 1. Now let's just go to verse 2. Excuse me. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. What was he saying? He said, we have this, but yet we know there's going to be a time coming. Remember the prophet, that's why Brother Bram said, if Peter and Paul and all these would resurrect, they would look and say, I remember writing that, and there it is.
Uh-huh.
There it happened. He said they'd be having a scream fit going crazy down the road, because they would see everything they penned down when they were in prison. Everything they penned down when they were alone was, thus saith the Lord. And he would see, there it is, that prophet standing there, those seven thunders going forth. It was revealed at the end time, like I said.
Amen.
Glory. And that wasn't it, brother. Turn to verse 11. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, he's talking about all the prophets before, did signify when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your minds, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now we see it. Now we see it. Why did God have to open the seals? Was that scripture was laying there that when the revelation of Jesus Christ would come, what would it do? It would show you the grace of God. It would open to you the grace of God, which is what? The doorway into every promise.
Amen.
That this is mine. I'm not earning this. I'm not deserving this. Somebody paid for it, and it's my inheritance.
Amen.
It's not my reward. It's my inheritance. Yes. It's not my earnings. It is given to me because simply of who I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And now that this revelation's come, what is he saying? Gird up the loins of your mind. What does that mean? Quit doubting this. Quit letting other thoughts come back. That's why Paul was ripping the Galatians left and right. Why have you left this revelation?
Amen.
Why are you going back to works? Why are you trying to do this, that, or the other thing? Hallelujah. But at the revelation of Jesus Christ, let me keep reading there, which shows if you have this revelation of grace, it's not a license to sin. Let's read the next verse. As obedient children, not fastening yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Verse 23. Verse 22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name, brother, sister. There's a day coming. There's a day here. This is the day of the Lord. It is opening up. We are in a, you know, Brother Branham said the ages blended together, but it's just like a rainbow, brother, sister. That little, there's only a little bit of fuzziness between, you know, red and orange. Just that little bit, and then you go right into all orange. Brother, we're right at the end of that prism. Was it violet right there, that last violet, sister, that last color. What happens after that? You go right back to white again, because all of it comes back together. Oh, brother, sister. We still see violet. We still see Laodicea. We still see all these things. We're still stuck on the seventh age. But look, we're born again.
Amen.
Not of corruptible seed, of incorruptible. Amen. How? By the word of God. People think Brother Branham's making this stuff up. It's the Logos.
Amen.
Was the Word. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That was the bride standing right there with God. Yet it was still God. It wasn't a new life. It was the same life. Glory to God. In this last day, the only way for there to be rapturing faith was that God extended a rapturing grace to us and showed us who we were so we know what we would be.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight. Oh, praise be to God. Go ahead and worship him a little while. That's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. I'm going to sing a song. I remember it. Hope, Dad. Dad, go to 601. By his grace, I'll prevail. By his grace, I'll never fail. By his grace, I'll overcome. By his grace, I'll prevail. I'll overcome. If you know it, it's 601. If you don't, I'm going to try to, you know, we're kind of doing a little bit of new songs, I guess, here. But that's all right. The main thing is that we're worshiping the Lord. That's right. I'm going to think, let's try D maybe. By his grace, I'll prevail. I know the last line. That ain't right, is it? Give me a G then. Let me try that. His grace, I'll prevail. I'll overcome by his grace. I'll prevail by his grace. I'll never fail. Oh, by his I'll prevail. Yes, Lord Jesus.
I'll prevail.
Yes, Lord.
By His grace.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll never fail.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And by His grace, I'll overcome. By His grace, I'll prevail. I'll overcome. Oh, by His grace.
Just enter in now to what you're singing.
By His grace,
we believe You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I'll never fail.
Yes, Father. Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Oh, by His grace, I'll
worship Him. Let's break out of our flesh a little while and say, Lord, You're worthy of praise. Hallelujah. You're worthy of honor and glory and power. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. There's no rock going to cry the praises of God while I'm around, Father. For I see Your grace in my life. I've seen what I've done wrong, but I see Your loving arms that took me in. Hallelujah. I was that man beaten up by thieves. I was that man beaten up by sin and shame. And a good Samaritan, the Lord Jesus came. He washed my wounds. He healed me. He brought me to the inn and He paid my way. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we raise our hands to You tonight, Lord, I pray for the children of God. May this true revelation of grace be unfolded to everyone so clean and perfectly, Lord, that rapturing grace will produce rapturing faith in each person that's here. Lord, that every promise of God they will recognize is their inheritance, that God has given them healing. It's the children's bread. God has given them deliverance. God has defeated all manner of sickness and sin and shame and guilt and destroyed it all at one time when He paid for it on the cross. Lord, we thank You so much for sending us a message, for sending us light in this age of darkness, that the Father is the light of the world. Lord, You've come. You said we were the light of the world because we're the same light. And wherever there's light, there's no shadows from the light. Hallelujah. The light doesn't cast a shadow. It's things that get in the way that cast shadows. Lord, let our light so shine, Lord, that we'll have no sin in the way, making people see that we made this mistake or we did this wrong. Lord, but let us live in this grace. Let us live in the grace of God. Lord, that we know You forgave it all, Lord. You washed it all clean. Hallelujah. We believe You with all our hearts, Lord Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, our unbelief. Hallelujah. We were undone. We had no hope in this world. But then You came, Lord. And we believe it. We received it, Father. Oh, we just lift our hands and praise You. We thank You for speaking us the word. Lord, that You told us the truth. Lord, just let us encourage ourselves in the Lord as David did. That the battle looks unstoppable. It looks like we can't win. But Lord, if I go rest in You, I know You've already won it. Grant to each Christian here tonight, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Brother, sister, bless your lives. How can my life be worthy of the gospel, Brother Andrew? Live in the grace of God. Just live in the grace of God. Don't let unbelief get a root in your life. Don't let it bury itself down. Hallelujah. If you're looking like you ain't got faith, I'm telling you what you need to do. You need to go meditate on the grace of God for a little bit in your life. and see that faith begin to rise. I've seen it time and time again. You find a man who's trying to believe, and all of a sudden he'll start remembering how bad he was before the Lord got a hold of him. He'll start remembering what he used to do. Will that do? He'll say, but God still saved me in that condition. God forgave me in that condition. How much more now when I've made, yes, I made this mistake, but if he could pile on that much grace, pay off that much, if he could pay off $10 billion worth of sin, why can't he pay another 10? Hallelujah. Do you understand, brother, sister? We're so quickly, I'm telling you what, that spirit tried to come right back on here and try to get you back in works again. I caught that. Don't you ever do that, brother, sister. You can't earn God's favor. A man tried to pay for it. What did Peter say? You perish with your gold. You're done. But then there was a prostitute, hallelujah, who said, wait a minute. You know where I came from? You can see through my life. You're the Son of God. Hallelujah. And she left justified. Praise his holy name, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Believe now. Believe. Why are we quitting already? Believe God. Believe God. Say, Lord, this is mine. This sermon was for me today. Hallelujah. It wasn't for my neighbor. I'm not here to waste my time. I'm here to praise you for what you did for me. Let that grace enable my faith to come alive, to bring conception to my faith. That'll produce a son of God in me, a daughter of God that's faithful. Hallelujah. Lord, I can't do it, but you did it. You did it, Lord. I'm not getting saved. You saved me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, let that formal spirit just roll right off your shoulder for a little bit. Say, Lord, I'm just going to praise. I'm just going to let go of everything. I'm not even going to think of this world right now. I'm thinking of what you've done for me, Lord. And what that means, brother, sister, if God gave you the Holy Ghost, you are going to be there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, let's just worship him our own way. With our hands raised, just glorifying him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, don't be distracted, brother, sister. Don't let them legions of devils tell you, oh, we just need to go home. Brother, sister, let the presence of God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Let it just comb through your life. And just open up those keys of the kingdom. Just open up every prison house. Hallelujah. And just let the glory of God go free. Thank you, Jesus. If you got sickness and pain, I want you to lift that up right now. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm healed tonight. Go ahead and tell him that.
Yes.
Tell who? Tell God. Lord, that was your word. Tell the devil. See, he told you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ignore all that pain. Ignore all. It's the same with sin. You deal with sin and sickness the same way because it's the same enemy. It's the devil. Hallelujah. His agent's your flesh, but God bypassed all that. And he found your soul. He found your control tower. And he sealed himself in. And he sealed the devil out and said, you never get in here. Praise God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, we just lift our hands. We just worship the Almighty. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being here tonight, for moving through the aisles, Lord, combing our brows, Lord, and wiping tears away. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Help your Christians tonight, Lord. Each one in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, from the youngest to the oldest, Father. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Yield yourself to the Spirit of God. Have a total surrender tonight. Total surrender to grace. That, Lord, I'm not thinking about anything I am. I'm thinking about what you are. And you're the Almighty. You're glorious. You're lovely. You're awesome, Lord. You're so awe-inspiring. Anything that's good comes from you, Lord. Anything that's redeemable, any character of a man comes because they got it from you. Or they look like you, they're trying to act like you. Praise God. Even sinners will say that Jesus, if people could just live like Jesus, we'd have a better world. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you grateful for the Lord tonight? Aren't you happy that when you could have been deceived, he said the elect cannot be deceived? And we say, well, how am I going to figure this out so I can't be deceived? And now God has opened the seals. God has brought the token, and now we see why we can't be deceived, because we are the Word. We are the Word. And if Jesus, as the Word made flesh, could not be succumbed to any temptation of the devil, the Word made flesh in this age will have to be the same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why you never see me tell you to be afraid to go visit other churches or go visit with sinners or friends and all those things, because I believe if you're the elect of God, God has revealed this truth to you, and there ain't no carrying dead word of this fallen age of creed and denomination that's ever going to move you from this life. Hallelujah. If you're doubting this message, go look at people that's left it. Go look at their lives. Why can't one woman that leaves the message keep her hair long? Because they're taking on a demon spirit, and it has to rebel against the Word. That ain't Brother Branham, brother, sister. That was Paul's own hand who said, a woman, there'd be no contentions in the churches. Don't you ever question what I'm saying. A woman ought to have her hair uncut. And that's just one thing. We could keep going on and on and on. But that's the one that's obvious in your face. You'll see it right away. I've never seen it, brother, sister. You give it a month after they say that the message is wrong, it'll be cut. They'll say, oh, it's okay to trim it. How many times? Think about it. Am I allowed to trim it if I cut it half inch every day? What's different than cutting it off then? It's a devil. It's a devil, brother, sister.
Yes.
You sisters don't never get tempted with that glory that God put on your shoulders. Hallelujah. Brothers, you're the same. Don't you never put up no creed. You lift up holy hands. Yes. You praise God. You look like a fanatic. We're not here to fit in. We're here to be Christians.
Yes.
We're here to reflect the light of Christ. Stand, brother, sister. Just had a man come to my house today. Hallelujah. Don't get distorted. We're still worshiping the Lord. I just feel to stay here. It's not even 8:30. Can we worship him a little while? Man was buying that truck cap off me and just seeing he's got all these problems and things. He's got it, but the problem is he's almost got too good an attitude about it. He don't realize he needs somebody to help him. Hallelujah. We're not preaching a positive thinking gospel. We're preaching and get in the positive God, and that'll make everything positive. Amen. You can't just say, well, it's just my trial. I'll just do this. It's good. And it's like, no, God let me go through this. God ordained me to go through this. And if he did, it's for my good.
Yes.
That'll give you faith to endure all temptations and trials and all those things. Hallelujah, brother, sister, Christian friend, just evaluate your life right now. There's an altar call going on. Some of you are already on the altar. You get there yourself and say, Lord, I'm just, because that's all it is, brother, sister. You got to be in the grace of God. You got to be in the grace of God. If you're not in the grace of God, Satan will just keep bringing sin up after sin after sin after sin. You'll be so condemned, you'll never walk out of here and do anything right. Hallelujah. Lay in that grace. The publican was there beating his chest and say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And Jesus said, he left justified. Don't get so proud you can't say, Lord, I'm sorry. But don't be so proud you just stay there and say, Lord, you can't forgive me. Don't be like that. Say, Lord, thank you for forgiving me. Like the Bible said, lift up the hands that hang down. Straighten those feeble knees and stand as the Christian you are. Too many of us are listening to the devil and not doing what Jesus said. He says, as you see that day approaching, lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh. And we got our heads down in the dumps. Brother, sister, the grace of God has been given to us. You never did it in the first place. You never did it in the first place. Oh my. You feel a sweet spirit beginning to move through the service now. Thank you, Jesus. Now you yield tonight. You yield. You're the bride of Christ. I believe that with all my heart. God is not preaching this kind of word everywhere, but there is an elect that's hearing the right word. And there's others as well. I'm not saying it's just here, but I believe this is at least one of them. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! How grateful we ought to be. Lord, thank you for the true word. Hallelujah. Thank you for truth, Jesus. Hallelujah. As he begins to move down in the service, let's lose our religion, brother, sister. We are too harsh about it. Lord God, help us. Help us, Lord, to just be a Christian. Hallelujah. I'm not saying be crazy fanatical, but what? Don't doubt. Do you have everything on your heart right now? Do you have the faith that God's given you, your heart's desire? Or are you going to leave out of here and still deal with that TV, brother? Come on. Or are you going to leave out here and still, I'm still going to have to deal with it. It's never going to overcome. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm still going to have an attitude. I'm still going to be frustrated. Brother, sister, come on now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's not self-discipline. It's a disciple of Christ. It's Christ lives in you. Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you for that bloody word. Thank you for that bleach that cleanses our souls and makes us whole. Hallelujah. Let's pray together now. Lord, as I feel you in the presence of the people, I pray for them as a whole. Lord, this is what I believe is the purchase of the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, may there be no black in their hearts. Lord, I believe we've confessed our sins. We've laid down like Isaiah and said, Lord, I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in a church of unclean lips. But God has brought forth the blood. God has brought forth the word that cleanses us. And I hear, Lord, I hear your voice. Say, who will go for us? Who will preach the word to this dying world? Lord, let that faith just rise in the people of God. Let them quit doubting and saying all kinds of manner of evil and having a heart in the heart and saying unbelief. But instead, I said, Lord, you wouldn't have brought me this word if it wasn't for me. Here am I. Send me, Lord. Send me, Lord. In humility, I ask, Lord, not for my glory, but Lord, if nobody else is going to stand for your word, may there at least be a few people here in Defiance, Ohio, that have sold themselves out and will let you use their vessel for a vessel of glory. Lord, I believe it with all my heart. You wouldn't have brought this message unless it would come to pass. You've never let your word return void. I believe it, Lord, and I thank you for speaking it. Let us yield ourselves now to that word with all our hearts and let the Spirit quicken it in every life. We surrender, Lord. We surrender our ideas. We surrender our thoughts and our feelings. We say, Lord, amen to everything you tell us. In Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise him. Praise him, praise him. I feel to just praise him a little while. Dad, go ahead and go to a D for me. Thank you, Jesus. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Yes, Lord. Amen. Oh, he is here. Oh, worship him again. If you like prayer tonight, would you come forward in faith now in the name of Jesus? Is there anyone else? Come on, sis. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's here now. He's here. Receive your needs tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.